Good morning, Talmidim. Today is the Yahrzeit, my Zayde that I'm named after, Shmuel Chaim Menachem, and Shamash Haven Aliyah, should be Melech Yeshiva for all of us. He lived many years ago. He was a Rosh HaKol, he was a Balachrayas, Terek Dulu B'Mokam Echad. He owned a massive textile factory. He was known as a tremendous Baal Tzedakah, and the Rosh HaKol, someone that cared about the Kol, someone that cared about the Tzibur. And we always think about emulating people that lived in the past and how we could be similar to them. And to be mekabel achrayus, to accept responsibility. If we see there is a need, if we see there's something that has to get done, someone that needs chizuk, someone to try to fill in and be the person to help someone else. May his neshama have an aliyah, and may we be able to satisfy him. He should have nachas from us, myself, the mishpacha, and all of our Talmidim, Siyata Dishmaya. I saw a story. The Heilige Imre Emes said a story. Imre Emes said when he was 3 years old, his father, the Sfas Emes, asked him, "What's this week's parsha?" And the Imre Emes answered, "Netzavim Vayelech." So his father, the Heilige Sfas Emes, asked, "I don't understand. Netzavim Vayelech seems to be a contradiction. The word Netzavim means to stand, and the word vayelech means to go. So is the parsha talking about standing, or the parsha is talking about going?" This was asked to a three-year-old Imre Emes. So he looks at his father, and his father says, "Let me tell you what the answer is. The answer is that Sefer Devarim is a Musa Sefer. Sefer Devarim we have to learn, and we have to internalize it. We have to see what we can take out of Sefer Devarim that should help us lead our lives the way we're supposed to. The Musa that we take out of the name, Nitzavim Vayelech, is that a person can't be Nitzav. A person can't be just standing in one spot. The person continuously has to be Vayelech, he has to go. If you find yourself being Nitzavim, you're just standing, then figure out what you have to do to Vayelech to keep on moving, keep on going, keep on growing." So he says, that's why the parasha is called Nitzavim Vayelech. Think about it. Are you a Nitzavim? Are you Nitzav? Are you standing in one place? And if yes, Vayelech, start moving. So how do we start moving? It's not talking about a physical movement. It's talking about growth movement. So how do we grow? And I wanted to compare it to some current events that I was thinking about. And I want to share some of the thoughts. Now again, I don't know all the details of what's going on in the Middle East. I know they need a lot of tefillas. I know they need a lot of rachmi shemayim. Etz Yisrael needs a lot of rachmi shemayim. Yidden across the world need a lot of rachmi shemayim. And we have to intensify our tefillas, and we have to daven with a lot of kavana. But we know last week there was an incident in Lebanon, Hezbollah. And again, I don't know all the details, but based on my understanding of what happened, I want to share the thought. So it seems like one of the commanders in Hezbollah was afraid that the Israeli intelligence group has access to bug the phones. They can listen in, they can spy through the phones of the Hezbollah army. I'm not sure if they consider it an army, a terrorist organization. And they find out what they're planning on doing, so the Israelis could put interventions into place to block and foil their plans so that nothing bad happens to the Israelis. So the commander said, since I know that the Israelis have the intelligence that they can bug the phones, they can listen to our conversations, no more cell phones. The Hezbollah terrorists should not be using their cell phones anymore. From now on, they're going to be communicating through pagers. Pagers are something, when we were growing up, that's how we communicated. There was a pager, if someone wanted to get hold of you, they would dial a number, and there would be like a beep, and after the beep, you would press in the phone number where you want the person to call you, and then the person who has a pager, it would beep, and he would take a look. Oh, it says I have to call this phone number, 732-7 or whatever phone number I should call. Okay, so let me find the public phone, and I'm going to call that number to find out what he wants from me. That was the way of communicating. Now, the more sophisticated beepers, you're able to leave a message. An operator picked up, and you said the message, "Please go pick up juice," and they would type it up, and on the beeper, it said, "Please pick up juice." That's a pager. So the commander commanded that all the Hezbollah terrorists should be wearing pagers instead of communicating through their cell phones. And then one day, last week, all of the beepers went off. They looked at the beeper, and suddenly all the beepers exploded at the same time. It exploded, and it caused casualties. It caused death for the terrorists. And the wow. And everyone right away, Israel pulled off another shtick over here. How did they make it happen that the same time everybody beeper beeps at the same time, and they sent the bomb through the beepers, and it killed many terrorists and wounded thousands of terrorists of the Hezbollah terrorists got wounded. The next day, another explosion happened. Some of them were communicating with two-way radios, these radios, and some of them had whatever the other networks, I'm not exactly sure what. And the next day, there was another explosion. Then the radio was exploded. And everybody was, what? What just happened? How did this happen? Now, anyone that listens to the news, this is... the Nisim, what just happened over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shaking. I mean, again, look at the Ramban. The Nisim, that what's happening in the other side of the world is a wake-up call, a shake-up call for all of us to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules and runs the world. When I heard this story, the pasuk that came to mind was Asher Salalti b'Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a mockery out of the Mitzrayim. You're going to torture my people? You're going to pain them? I will show you that I will make a mockery out of you. You won't know where to turn. Your water's going to turn to dumb. You're going to have tzvadei. You're going to have all the makas. You're not going to know what to do. Here you think you're the most powerful nation, and suddenly, boom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed entire Mitzrayim. And that's what came to mind now with this Hezbollah piece as well. You think you're going to outsmart the Yiddish people? You're going to say no more cell phones because they can, and you're going to get beepers? It's Asher Salalti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a mockery out of you. Everyone's beeper went flying together with the hands and feet and whatever else got destroyed. And the next day again, don't think that you're going to fight the Yidden and outsmart the Yidden. And it was a very powerful mussar. I mean, I walked around with that. Wow, look at the nisim that's going on. But what happens after a few days? After a few days sitting with this thought, then they start investigating, how did it happen? How did these things happen? All explode. How did all the beepers explode at the same time? And one theory was that they were sent from Hungary or from Taiwan, from here, from there. It was sent and it was intercepted by the Israelis, and the Israelis went and opened up all the beepers and inserted some type of a explosive, and then they were able to press the button at the same time. Another theory was, no, they didn't put in an explosive. They took out the battery as two, the beeper as two batteries. They took out one of the batteries and replaced it with a bomb that looks like a battery, so it didn't look any different, but really it was a bomb, and that it had some electricity which allowed it to function, and a whole bunch of theories how it should start making sense of how the explosion happened. Another said, nah, it had nothing to do with the Israelis intercepted. They didn't intercept the shipment. The shipment went straight to them. But they were able to get into the technology of the beeper and send some type of an explosive code. And that a whole bunch of theories of how people are trying to understand how it happened. And everyone has their idea of how this explosion happened. Once you start having ideas of how it happened, then it takes away from the awesomeness of the nisim that happened. You're trying to make sense of what happened. Don't make any sense of what happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a message to the world. The message is, I'm here. You may not see me, but you should know I am here. It's not that the Israeli intelligence came up with an unbelievable thing. If they would have been that smart, they could have prevented October 7th as well. If it's all in the hands of a boss of a dumb, then a lot of things could have been prevented. But for some reason, as time goes on, we try to justify and understand how things are happening and why things are happening. And then it takes away from the message that Einoid Mavadi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. I am sure, in Mitzrayim, right after Dumb, everything turned to blood. There were these that said, let's make sense of how everything turned into blood. One second. The Leviathan. You look into Masechet Baba Basra. You see what it says there about the Leviathan, the largest fish in the world. It probably got a cut. The Leviathan probably got a cut. And Leviathan got a cut. It started bleeding. The Leviathan bleeding turned everything into blood. Justify it. Svadeya? That's the big deal. One big Svadeya came out. And it was such a big Svadeya, so for sure, overflowed. Kinim? They lived in filth. If they live in filth, you're going to have Kinim. You're going to have a whole bunch of lice and creatures coming. Everything makes sense. Choshech? What do you mean, Choshech is not a nace? The eclipse. There was a strong eclipse that came, and it comes once in every 2,500 years, and that's what happened. That's why it's Choshech. You can find every makkah and justify, oh, I understand how it happened. What does that do to the person? As soon as you feel you understand, then it takes away from the godless, or it's behind it. But if a person doesn't try to justify and understand exactly how, what, when, and where, then you realize, wow, this is all a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me not get carried away with figuring out how they did it, because that just takes away from that message. That's the Yetzirah telling us, it's not that great. You look into this week's parsha, almost how many times does it say the word Hayoim in this week's parsha? We have to look at the Hayoim. It starts, Atem Nitzavim Hayoim. And Avad Chazal tells us that Hayoim is referring to Rosh Hashanah, but Hayoim is more than Rosh Hashanah. Could mean more than Rosh Hashanah. Yes, it's Rosh Hashanah, but we have to think every day is a Rosh Hashanah. We say in davening, HaMechadesh B'tuvoy B'chol Yoim Tamed. Every day is a new day. Oise Chadoshos, Baal Mechomois, Zoreya Tzedakos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the Mechomois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Tzedakos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Matzmiach Hashiyos. Every morning when we wake up, that's a new Tchiyas HaMesim. Do we realize that? And again, you go, Laman Ha'akam Oishcha Hayoim Loi La'am. There were so many Hayoims, Ki'adatam Hayoim, Ki'amitzvah Ha'ashenichim Tzavizchim Hayoim. There's so many Hayoims in this week's Parsha. There's a message over here that I think could help us with being a Vayelech all of our life. If we realize every morning when we wake up that today is a day, a new day, not necessarily connected to yesterday. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us wake up today, what is our goal for the day today? Think about it for a second. What are we going to be doing today that's different than yesterday? Set yourself an expectation. Set yourself something that I want to do today that's going to help me be a Vayelech to move on. Not think about, okay, it's another day. It's not another day. Hayoim is a new day. Say by davening, sometimes we start davening. Okay, start davening, we wake up, it's a new day, we start davening. And for some reason, we drift away. We drift away in our thoughts. We may have the siddur open, we may not have the siddur open. But somehow we start off looking, and there's a mashal, they say it with an adult, but it happens to everyone. An adult has to go daven shachas, and he goes to daven shachas, and he stands up to start Shemoneh Esrei, and he starts Shemoneh Esrei, and as he's standing there, he's thinking for a second, oy, what do I have to do? I have to go to the grocery. As soon as I'm done davening, I have to go shopping to the grocery. I have to pick up a few things in the grocery. I also have to go afterwards, pick up in the bakery. And he's going to the bakery, and at the bakery, there's a very long line, and he's waiting his turn to get to, finally, to pick up a Danish or something, and suddenly he feels a punch in his chest. And he looks around, who just punched him? No, there was no one there to punch him. Okay. Okay. He closes his eyes again. He thinks, what flavor Danish am I going to be getting? Am I getting this Danish, that? And he's thinking about what he has to do after the bakery. And a few seconds later, boom, another punch in his chest. And he looks around, who just punched me for the second time? I'm so sorry. He was up to Kichatanu Kifashanu and he was in the middle of buying in the bakery his Danishes. He completely forgot that he's in the middle of davening and he was punched himself Kichatanu Kifashanu and he's looking around, who punched me in the bakery? So sometimes we start davening and somehow our thoughts drift away. I saw a beautiful part in the safe. He says, there's one place in davening that everybody concentrates. Everybody puts machshava. One place in davening, every person thinks of what he's saying. Do you know what that is? Hayoim yoim shlishi b'shabbos. When you say hayoim yoim, especially people my age, have to think twice. What's today? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So when you say hayoim yoim, think in shlishi. So when you say the word hayoim, especially if you say it again, yoin. When you think about today, you think about the now, that's when you put machshav into your mind. Let me think for a second. What's today? Atam nitzovim hayoim. What machshav am I putting in the day today? HaKadosh Baruch Hu made me alive today. He gave me back my neshama today. What is my tafke today? What am I going to do that I'm not going to be a nitzav, that I'm just standing? I am going to turn into a vayelech, someone that's growing, someone that's doing more. Make every day count as a day of growth. Have a plan. When you wake up in the morning, think, what am I going to work on? Which meat am I going to work on today? Who am I going to be extra nice to? A kind word, something that I will do. And I'll finish off with the story that happened this week in Jewel. I was shopping in Jewel one night, and I'm in the yogurt section. And this shelf stocker is stocking the shelves with yogurt. Baruch Hashem, they had yogurt this week. And I go to take some yogurts, and I saw that the one that's stocking the shelf is not in a good mood. You can tell on the facial expression when someone is not in a good mood. So I take the yogurt. He had just stocked the yogurt. I take the yogurt, and I said, thank you for stocking it.
Yeah.
Okay. I said, is everything okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope you have a better day, I tell him.
Yeah.
So he said, miracles can't happen. He looks at me.
Yeah.
So he said, you don't believe miracles, huh? Life must be very hard for you. And he turns to me and he says, yes, it is. I'm a realist. I don't believe in miracles. And life is very hard. I said, I'll pray for you. And I walk away and I'm thinking to myself, can you imagine how hard that person's life is? Not because he's stacking yogurts in the shelf. He doesn't believe that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world, that is a Machadish. Again, he's not expected to believe. He's not from our nation. He doesn't understand that a Machadish B'tuvoy B'chol Yom Tamid, every single day is a new day and new things happen. He may be justifying what happened in the pagers is because he has a full theory of how it happened. Theories, you can have from here to tomorrow theories, and you, the one with the theories, are taking away from the awesomeness of your appreciation of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do. So his life is a miserable life because he considers himself a realist. And Childix, I am a realist. I see miracles every single day. And when a pager gets blown off, even if we can figure out technology-wise how it happened, it is a nesman ha-shamayim, and it's a message to all of us. Hayoim, when we wake up in the morning, what's my day going to be like? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a new day today, not to make cheshbonos on yesterday, the day before, on what happened, how it happened. No, 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 that's not our job. Our job is to think, what am I doing today? To be a vayelech, and that's what the Tzvos Emes' message to his son, the Imre Emes, was. Nitzavim vayelech could be a contradiction. Are you standing or are you moving? But if you keep on thinking what your hayoyim is going to be like, how are you going to be different today? What are you going to do to help you grow? And if you're thinking hayoyim yoyim, that's when we have to put machshava to our mind. Every morning, put that machshava to mind. We will continuously grow to higher levels and be able to understand the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be zoichet to nisim giluyim.